I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Well, it was a marathon cabinet meeting today in the White House. Marathon, meaning it lasted for hours and hours, and I watched the entire thing. So you didn't have to. No, I'm sure you would have enjoyed it. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here today. The president's actually speaking now. We are going to jump into it. He's announcing these Trump accounts. So $1,000 for newborns. And that money will be able to grow up until they're 18 and they can take it out. And then at that point, they can do whatever they want with it. But before I do that, there's some sad news today. I want to acknowledge a dear friend of the show, a friend of the city, a friend to so many people. Andy Chan passed away 7 years after his catastrophic brain injury in a very terrible accident. And he was, you know, years ago, we used to do the backs the badge and salutes the shield events, where we'd have Philadelphia police officers come in the studio. And he came into the studio once and actually gave me his challenge coin, which I have here. And it says Philadelphia Police, Highway Patrolman Andy Chan, and on the back, Highway Patrol, very elite unit, the elite unit. And he passed away today after 7 years. Heartbreaking, very, very sad loss for our city. And there were many people who worked really hard to raise money for his family over the years. You might have been part of that. All of the work of the Children's Behind the Badge Family Foundation and the Bend of the Shore Bike Ride and the Andy Chan Block Party that they would do every year in December. So very sad loss, and our prayers are with his family today and all the of his brothers and sisters in the Philadelphia Police Department and law enforcement in the whole region, because there were a lot of people who were sending prayers to the Chan family all these years. But it was an honor to know him. It really was. It was very special that I got to do this program years ago. I wish we could do it again. But he came in, like I mentioned, and, you know, the challenge coin is a very big deal. And, of course, he gave me, and I didn't have one to give back, so I would have owed him a beer. And his accident happened a short time after that. But it's a beautiful coin. You can see it on YouTube. We're streaming it. I also posted a picture of it on X, and I'll post a picture on Instagram later. But just, you know, very sad loss today. There's going to be an event for him. I saw Dawn tweeted out about this earlier today. And she, if I could just find the tweet here. So, you know, a lot of balls up in the air. There's going to be an event coming up. I believe it is next Friday, December 12th. So, yeah, that's a week from Friday. 4 to 9 p.m. indoors at Craft Hall on Delaware Avenue in Philly. And proceeds raised in the event will go directly to the family of our fallen hero, Andy Chan, a Philadelphia Highway Patrolman who has just died. Our hearts are broken. And, of course, Dawn was with me back then, and Greg was as well, when we had Officer Chan in studio that day among other great Philadelphia cops who we got to meet over the years, just really wonderful people. And our buddy John Hoyt, who's now the vice president of the National Fraternal Order of Police. John and Steve Weiler would organize these visits with the police officers to come to the studio with us. And it was always very special. It was always a wonderful time. And we raised a lot of money for the fund for officers who are either their families who if an officer dies in the line of duty or is very injured, like in the case of Andy Chan, and just needs support, you know, for years and years and years. And the Survivors Fund was the name of the fund that we would raise money for. And then, of course, the great work of Mark O'Connor, Wayne Bonfiglio, the whole team over at the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation, year after year after year, organizing the block party for Highway Patrolman Chan and the proceeds that they would raise from that. And also, of course, a big chunk of the money from the Families Behind the Badge, Bend to the Shore Bike Ride, which, of course, you know, 1210 WPHD has a team now, has been riding for the last several years. Nick Kale's been riding, and Greg Stocker rode this year, and of course, Road Warrior, and many others in the audience. I don't want to leave anybody out, but of course, I have to mention Road Warrior, since, you know, if I don't, I'll hear about it. But no, I'm kidding. But he gave donated a very beautiful jersey to go to that as well. So it's a lot of great people who came together over the years. And Andy was not going to come back from his injuries, so it was really about supporting the family over the years. But it's just a great reminder that it's an incredibly dangerous job. I've always said Philadelphia police are among the finest police officers anywhere in this country. I remember when Steve Weiler and John Hoyt used to come in studio with me, Captain John Hoyt, and we would talk about this. And Weiler used to always say, he now owns a bar, by the way, right by the Betsy Ross Bridge in the Philly side. He owns a bar now. But he always used to say, you know, Philly makes a different kind of cop. And it's true. And just everyone that I met over the years, it was always an honor. It truly was always an honor. And this is a sad day, a very sad day. So we just send our prayers to the Chan family and the Philadelphia Police Department, to FOP Lodge 5, to everybody involved, and to all the police officers in Philadelphia and the surrounding area. We're just grateful and thank you for your service. And it's a day like today hurts them very much to lose a brother on the job, no doubt about that. So, Andy, I was blessed to know you and honored that I got this challenge coin. I will treasure it forever and always keep it right here on my desk, where I have kept it ever since his injury. I've always had it with me. I keep all the challenge coins I get over the years, and I've never given one to anyone. I should probably make Zioli Army challenge coins is actually what I should do. But anyway, I will keep this and treasure this as in his memory, right next to me as I broadcast always. No matter where I am broadcasting, it will always be there. Home studio, of course, because if I take it with on the road, I'll lose it, because, you know, I lose everything. That's my attention span. But anyway, so prayers to the Chan family today. And thanks to the great work of the FOP Lodge 5, the Survivors Fund, the Families Behind the Badge, Children's Foundation, and to every man and woman who wears a uniform in this city. A challenging time to be a cop in Philadelphia has been always, but particularly under Larry Krasner and his administration and his just war on the police in this city. And, you know, I'm really happy that Hoyt is there on the national level with the backs of the police, and that he was able to get an audience on multiple occasions with President Trump to talk about what the police need and the support that they need. And the morale is improving. You got a really good, solid police commissioner now in Kevin Bethel, and morale is improving. Recruitment numbers are still down because it's a tough job, and not a lot of people want to be a cop in a city where you have a district attorney that hates you and wants to go after you, and no doubt about that. So, and John, you know, just sent me a picture of him and Andy, and he's and John Hoyt was a member of the Highway Patrol, and he actually sent this video, which we'll upload to YouTube, of when Andy Chan was in studio with us. So that was, like I said, a really special moment that he was able to join us for that live on the air, back at our old studio on 400 Market Street. So we'll share that clip with you in a little bit as the show goes on today. So And a bunch of other news to get to. As you can imagine, we have, like I said, the cabinet meeting that was going on, the president ending the cabinet meeting by saying that Ilhan Omar should be removed from the country, as should anybody who hates this country, and a lot of controversy still over the narco boat strikes, and a lot of follow-up questions about that. One takeaway from the cabinet meeting is the energy. The war on energy is over. That is good. That is very, very good. And energy prices are coming down. That's going to affect the economy in general, in all the ways. So that's really good. Should we jump into this? Justin, I don't know what's on your end, what you have there. All right, let's jump in. I want to take a listen to what he's saying. This is a big deal. If you've got kids or grandkids, this money is going to be a way to create new capitalists by having this money be able to be invested and then grow, and then theirs to use when they turn 18. So let's take a listen in here.
In American prosperity, a benefit from the rising stock market and a better shot at the American dream. It really gives them a shot at the American dream. Michael and Susan, I want to thank you for this extraordinary act of kindness and patriotism and charity. This is truly one of the most generous acts in the history of our country. I mean, you don't hear about things like that. And we got to let people know he doesn't want and she doesn't care about that. But I do. I think when somebody does that, you got to let them know about it. As I mentioned, this gift is being made possible by the largest tax cuts in American history, which our Republican majorities passed earlier this year. And the Speaker worked so hard, and John Thune and Jason and all of them, every one of them. Ted Cruz is with us. He worked so hard getting that done. That was the biggest, most consequential bill they say ever passed. And, you know, if they remember, Michael, they thought we had to put that in 12 to 14 bills. I said, I don't know if we can hold it that long with the Democrats. And we said, let's try doing it once. So we did, and people were surprised, but we got it done. So I congratulate you guys. Amazing job. Under that bill, the federal government will also automatically be making a one-time seed contribution of $1,000 into the tax-deferred Trump accounts for every newborn U.S. citizen, fulfilling a promise I made in the 2024 campaign. Trump accounts should grow to be worth many thousands of dollars by the time the child is 18, and even more by the time they are 20 or even 30 years old. We think it's going to be something really unique and really special. We hope many others will follow Michael and Susan's example and make their own contributions. I'll be doing it too, to the next generation, including businesses, churches, philanthropists, family members, and parents themselves. I think we're going to have a lot of people, Susan. I think a lot of people are going to be contributing. A lot of people are watching us right now. They might not be $6 billion plus, but there'll be a lot. There aren't too many people that are in the $6 billion range, but there'll be a lot. A lot of friends of mine have already told me they're going to contribute a lot of money, and a lot of them are going to leave a lot of money in their wills, so that's very important. And as you watch us today, I hope you'll be doing that. Contributions to Trump accounts will also be a great benefit for employers to offer their workers, which they'll be able to do tax-free. It's tax-free. We expect hundreds of major companies to announce plans to contribute to these accounts in the coming months. And we've had tremendous interest in that regard. So the Trump accounts will be available starting on July 4th next year. And Michael and Susan, to you again, it's an amazing act of just incredible everything. I mean, the life you've led to be able to do this, a lot of people have a good heart, but they can't give $6,250,000,000. And Michael, probably knowing you, it's not the last of it either. It's not the last. But on behalf of the United States of America, I want to thank you both. And I want to thank all three. But I want to thank you both because you've been friends of mine. And it's a spectacular couple. This is really an amazing people. These are unique. And I'd like to have you come up and say a couple of words and tell us what you have in mind, because what you have.
All right, we'll jump out of this. We'll come back if the president takes some questions, though. But we have a lot of audio to get to from the cabinet meeting earlier today and a number of other things. And we have an abbreviated show today. Unfortunately, we've got, unfortunately, Penn State basketball today at 5:30. So there's also a big Supreme Court case today regarding a pregnancy resource centers in New Jersey and whether or not the state of New Jersey, under His Royal Ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable, was forcing and intimidating these pregnancy resource centers. Pregnancy resource centers are obviously, they're set up so that women who are pregnant can have another alternative besides just simply going to Planned Parenthood and getting an abortion. Two kids came to us by way of adoption. I'm a big believer in pregnancy resource centers, and a big part of that is ensuring that women know all the options that are available to them, including adoption, which certainly changed our life. And a lot of people out there would love to adopt children. It's not easy. Sometimes they wait for years. Sometimes their dream never comes true. The left hates pregnancy resource centers, though, because it gives women other options. It tells them about other options. It helps them understand that there's the resources available, families that would love to adopt the child. It also helps them find resources if they want to keep the child. And they're really important. And the left hates them. And the left has been waging a war on them for a long time. The Biden administration in particular. You remember the woman who was the head of the Office of Civil Rights in the Department of Justice hated pregnancy resource centers. So they were clamping down on people who were praying outside of abortion clinics, and they were also clamping down on the services offered by the pregnancy resource centers. And these pregnancy resource centers, just so you know, it's like David and Goliath. I remember driving out of the Adoptions from the Heart up in Connecticut after Patrick was born, and we had to go back and visit with the social worker. And you leave a tiny little office in a strip mall, like next to a pizza place and a Chinese place, and there's this tiny little office. And there's a social worker who's there to help you through the adoption process. But I'm not kidding you, across the street, a massive, massive Planned Parenthood facility. It looks like something out of a futuristic building, like a futuristic novel or something, like a movie, like Metropolis. Glass windows, huge. And I kept thinking, man, you know, this is what happens when you get tax dollars versus these adoption centers, which rely on private contributions. And adopting a child is very expensive. You know, it was 50 grand last time I checked. It's probably gone up now. You've got fees associated, all kinds of different things associated with it. And so the pregnancy resource centers provide a great resource, obviously, and the left hates them. And so they've been going after them. So the case at the heart of what's going on in New Jersey today, and Justice Clarence Thomas essentially got the state of New Jersey to admit something, and that is that they are looking to intimidate by going after their donors and doing so. And it's just the kind of thing that when these agencies are forced to turn over who their donors are, and it's for the purposes of intimidation, and that's exactly what it is, to try to shut them up, to try to silence them. And that's what awful. But I don't know. I just, you know, for me personally, as somebody who benefited from the great work of this, I'm glad that that Justice Thomas said what he said today. We actually have a clip of that. Is it Matt? Do you have that one, Justice Thomas, from today's hearing?
Yep, cut 16, Justin.
All right, cut 16. Justice Thomas getting New Jersey to admit that it hasn't received any public complaints to justify subpoenas against a state-based pro-life center. All right, so he was questioning New Jersey Attorney General Matt Plotkin. Who's a real lowlife, this guy Plotkin, a real lowlife, just one of the worst. And this was during the oral arguments. It's First Choice Women's Resource Centers v. Plotkin. It's a nonprofit organization in New Jersey that operates a network of centers offering pregnancy-related services. In 2023, the New Jersey Division of Consumer Affairs began investigating First Choice over concerns that its client-facing websites downplayed its pro-life mission and may have misled donors and clients about its services, its staff qualifications, and its medical practices. State investigators identified possible discrepancies between what First Choice told donors, emphasizing a pro-life mission, and what was publicly communicated to potential clients on other websites. The investigation also scrutinized potentially misleading medical statements and questioned whether unlicensed staff were performing services that require medical credentials. Now, they don't do this to abortion clinics. You understand that they don't go after abortion clinics in this matter. They don't do that. They don't question. And that's how Gosnell was able to do all of his horrific, barbaric butchering attacks for years. Right? They don't do this to abortion clinics. They do this, though, to pro-life clinics and to pregnancy resource centers, and it's the intimidation is what it is. It's totally intimidation. When you go to adopt a child, these agencies are forced to tell you about Planned Parenthood. They're required under the law to tell you about that, which is insane. Planned Parenthood is not required, however, to tell you about the adoption clinic across the street. That's something that not many people know, something obviously that I was acutely aware of going through the process twice. As part of its investigation, New Jersey issued a non-self-executing subpoena to the First Choice Pregnancy Resource Center seeking internal documents, advertising material, substantiation for medical claims, and information on donors and licensed personnel. Now, what a lot of the medical services are just helping these women with basic needs, blood tests and blood work, vitamins, nutrition, all the things that you would want a pregnant woman to have, especially early on in her term, to make sure that the baby's going to be healthy. So they would help with that, make sure the mom's doing okay, make sure the baby's doing okay. Yeah, see, the state doesn't want that. That's competition for Planned Parenthood. So they crack down on this stuff and they go after them and they intimidate them. And the goal, of course, is to drown them in legal debt, legal fees, either intimidate them or bankrupt them. That's it. That's really what it is. It's what it comes down to. Democrat Party is a wholly owned subsidiary of several different organizations, one being the Teachers Union, the other being Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood hates competition. The Teachers Union hates competition. So if they can put a competition out of business, either through intimidation, intimidating donors, having them shut their doors, finding nonsense to shut them down with, or if they can essentially then just bankrupt them by suing them, whether it's civil court or pursuing criminal charges against them, they'll do that too. They may not win, but winning's not the point. Bankrupting them is the point. And for a lot of these nonprofits, they don't have the money. So, you know, they're lucky in the sense that they were able to get a wonderful organization to help back them pro bono, and other organizations that stepped in to help them as well. But understand something, though, that's not the norm of these things. And the state can just go after somebody, legal filing after legal filing after legal filing, until they're forced to shut their doors. That's exactly what they were trying to do with this pregnancy resource center in New Jersey. And this was happening across the country in blue states, and it was happening on the federal level, where you had the Department of Justice under Joe Biden going at the Civil Rights Division, going after these pregnancy resource centers as well. Now, there's a lot to the case, and there's a lot more that we'll talk about with an expert later tomorrow on the show. But I wanted you to hear what Justice Thomas said today. Take a listen.
Did you have complaints that formed the basis of your concern about the fundraising activities here?
We certainly had complaints about crisis pregnancy centers that petitioned.
No, about this crisis pregnancy center.
So I think we've been clear from the outset that we haven't had complaints about this specific.
So you had no basis to think that they were deceiving any of their contributors?
I don't think that's correct, Your Honor. I think we had carefully canvassed all of the public information that is provided on the website of First Choice in making a determination that we wanted to initiate an investigation.
But you had no factual basis.
I don't think that's true, Your Honor. I think, for example, you could take a look at a comparison between the donation page for First Choice that we have carved out from the very beginning.
So you had no complainants?
We had no complaints, but the state governments, federal government, initiate investigations all the time in the absence of complaints where they have a reason to suspect that there could be potential issues of legal compliance. And look, it could be the case based on our investigation, when we look at documents, when we look at information, that ultimately will determine that First Choice isn't liable for any violation
of the
law.
Well, that just seemed to be a burdensome way to find out whether someone has a confusing website. But you said earlier that did not agree with their characterization of why they were being put to this. And it would seem that the obvious way to refute that was to say we had 100 complaints. But you say you have no complaints, but rather you looked at the website and their materials and you think it could have been misleading. So why is your characterization any better than theirs?
So, Your Honor, I'd point you to the Turner Declaration, which is at pages 400 to 401 of the Joint Appendix, which lays out the predicate for the state's investigation of First Choice. And we had concerns in four buckets. We had concerns about potentially misleading donors. We had concerns about the unlicensed practice of medicine. We had concerns about patient privacy practices. And we had concerns about potentially misleading or untrue medical statements. So I think we had a more than ample basis to initiate this investigation.
But you had no complaints.
We had no complaints, but I think that, Your Honor, that goes at most to the merits. That doesn't go to the standing.
We had no complaints. Nobody complained. You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of when they went after Trump over the quote-unquote inflating of his properties. Remember that? And nobody complained. There were no victims. So there's no victims here. No donors complained. None of the women complained. Nobody complained. It was literally just the state of New Jersey busting their chops, hoping to shut their doors. Now, the good news is, based on, you can never really get, you got to be careful. And by the way, whatever these Supreme Court cases, take a lot of these arguments with a grain of salt. But Newsweek has a piece that Justice Elena Kagan appears to be on the side of the conservatives in this crisis pregnancy center case in New Jersey. And as they write, Justice Elena Kagan emerges an unprecedented critic of New Jersey's position Tuesday as the Supreme Court weighed whether a faith-based crisis pregnancy center may challenge a state subpoena in federal court. Her pointed questioning suggested she may join the court's conservatives in siding with First Choice Women's Resource Centers, which argues that New Jersey's investigations threaten its First Amendment rights. The case stems from a subpoena issued by Democrat Attorney General Matthew Plackin's Consumer Protection Division seeking information from First Choice, including a list of its donors, as part of a probe into whether the center misled women about the services it offers. Remember, nobody complained. That was what the Attorney General just got, Justice Thomas got him to admit. There were no complaints. Nobody complained. But as the Newsweek article points out, these centers, which encourage women to carry pregnancies to term and often present themselves as offering comprehensive reproductive health counseling, have been under heightened scrutiny in Democrat-led states since the Supreme Court overturned the nationwide, quote-unquote, right to an abortion in 2022. So ever since that happened, ever since the Dobbs decision, this is what happened. You had states now trying to shut the doors of these pregnancy resource centers. Supreme Court Justice Associate Justice Elena Kagan, and she pushed back on this against the subpoena, saying the investigation lacked merit in her questioning anyway, as First Choice said it lacked merit as well. And a majority of the justices appeared receptive to the argument that the threat of disclosure alone could burden its supporters. Chief Justice John Roberts questioned why donors should feel secure knowing their personal information could end up in government's hands, by saying, quote, you don't think it might have an effect on potential future donors to the organization? You know, their name, phone number, address, et cetera, could be disclosed. And then the Attorney General for New Jersey, his office responded that the information would have been used merely to ask donors whether they had been misled. So remember, nobody said that they were misled. This was an idea that they would go to the donors and they'd be like, you know, knock, 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 knock. Yeah, how you doing? We're from the state. We understand you gave money to this pregnancy resource center. Just making sure you didn't feel misled. It's like, well, first of all, how'd you get my name? And second, why did I complain that I was misled? No. Nah, we're just checking. See what I mean? It's the mob intimidation is what it is. Nah, we're just checking. They do that all across the board. They just randomly show up and just check, make sure there were no issues? No, of course not. An ordinary person, one of the founders of the organization or any similar organization, presented with the subpoena, which asks for name, address, telephone number, email contributions, and all kinds of other information, is not going to take that as very reassuring that you're not going to use the information in ways that might compromise my privacy. That's what Justice Elena Kagan pushed back on. The liberal justice pushed back and said that. And her comments closely echoed the comments raised by conservative justices, suggesting rare cross-ideological agreement over the potential chilling effect of the state demanding donor information. So, good. I mean, this is great. And hopefully they'll rule in favor of this. And excellent work by the Alliance Defending Freedom, an outstanding organization. But guess who was on the opposite side of this? Well, as you can imagine, Planned Parenthood funding a lot of this. But the good news is the ACLU and the Trump administration were both in sync on this. New Jersey warned that a ruling for First Choice could trigger a wave of premature lawsuits from the thousands of businesses that receive similar subpoenas. Good. But supporters of the center, including the Trump administration and the American Civil Liberties Union, argue that only organizations asserting comparable First Amendment harms could bring such challenges. Alliance Defending Freedom attorney Aaron Hawley, representing First Choice, called the issue non-ideological, saying groups with unpopular viewpoints could be especially vulnerable. Absolutely. Nobody should allow and think it's okay for the government to go knock on doors of any organization and say, I want to see a list of your donors just so we can go check on them and make sure they don't feel misled. That is a freaking mafia tactic 101. And I know it's Jersey, but still, that's the way it goes. It's a joke. That's what I'm telling you. It's a joke. All right. We got a lot to get to. That's the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, Vanaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Those year-end benefits are coming to an end. Make sure you go see Dr. Mike. You don't want to lose those precious benefits, right? When they can give you the beautiful smile that you deserve. And you do deserve a great smile. Everybody deserves a great smile. So go see Dr. Mike today. All right, we'll give you the latest on the Trump cabinet meeting. And by the way, Bridesburg Pub, Steve Weiler's bar. I did have a moment where I couldn't remember the name of it, which I should have remembered since it's in Bridesburg. But yeah, what can I tell you? I got a lot of balls up in the air today. But Bridesburg Pub, if you want to go pop in and say hello and buy me a beer. All right, we'll be right back.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WP. PhD.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The president says the U.S. is the hottest country in the world. Taking questions at the White House, not very long, but we're going to jump in and hear what he has to say. I always think it's important when the press gets an opportunity to ask the president of the United States of America questions. So without further ado, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, let's jump on in.
opportunity for parents to create unprecedented financial security for their children, sir. Do you believe that these accounts will be a big part of your legacy when everything goes down? We've heard talks about you being a legacy as a peacemaker, but this is a really, really big deal.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I do think so, and I think it's a big part of everybody up here today. This was a group that was very instrumental, and in particular, obviously, Michael and Susan. It's a big part of their legacy. You know, they've got a big legacy anyway, but this is maybe going to be as important or more important than anything they've done thus far. It's, you know, looking back in 100 years from now, I think you're going to see some things that are going to, they'll be talking about this very day. So thank you for that question. Yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. These accounts were originally discussed as a way to incentivize people to have more children. Are there any other policy proposals you're looking at like this to encourage the birth rate to increase?
Well, we are looking at programs. We're looking at there's a certain Australian plan that people are liking and they're talking about. You know what I mean? There's a plan where, not for children necessarily, but it's for people, working people. And we are looking at other things different from this. I think this is very unique, but different from this, but very important. Yeah.
You mean the Australian retirement savings program?
Yep, we're looking at it very seriously. It's a good plan. It's worked out very well. Yeah, please.
Mr. President, can you talk about what tax benefits these accounts come with? The information sheet we just received said that when a child turns 18, they'll be treated like traditional IRAs and subject to a 10% withdrawal tax.
Please,
can you speak to when
Sure.
children
will
be able to access
them? They can access them when they're 18, or they can convert them to an IRA at that time. During the 18 years, parents or employers can donate with a tax deduction up to $5,000 into each account, and then philanthropists, like Michael and Susan, can add an unlimited amount to the accounts. So $5,000 from employees or families, and then gifts from foundations and philanthropists can be an unlimited amount.
Mr. President, you said that you have been talking to your wealthy friends, as well as you, Mr. Dell, about contributing. Can you walk us through maybe who you've been talking to and how much more we can expect on top of
I think the people you probably would think I would be talking to. There's a group of people out there that have been very successful, and we've already started talking to them. You know, we're doing ballrooms, we're doing arcs, we have a thing that's being planned that's going to be a great tribute to the country, as you know. You probably heard about it. The arc that we're looking at by the bridge by near Arlington is going to be something. We're doing some other things for Washington itself and for the country itself. But a lot of the people that have, you know, gone in and done a real job with that, the ballroom, I think Michael and Susan, the next time we meet, well, I think we'll meet before then, but we're going to have a big event over in the ballroom to celebrate this. We're building a ballroom that they've wanted at this beautiful White House for 150 years. They've wanted it so badly. Right now we can hold 109 people, if you're lucky, in a room. It's a beautiful room, but it's 109 people, and we're building something. You see the trucks in the back. You see the clanging, the banging, and when it's completed, it'll be one of the greatest ballrooms anywhere in the world. It's going to be amazing. So people that were involved in that process, I have a lot of friends with a lot of success, and every one of them, I would be shocked if anyone turns us down. We're going to have a lot of big contributors, Jeff.
On a separate topic, if I may, sir, you had a call with Brazil's President Lula today. Can you tell us what you discussed?
Yeah, we had a great talk. We talked about trade. We talked about sanctions, because, as you know, I sanctioned them having to do with certain things that took place. But we had a very good talk. I like him. They're very good. We had some good meetings, as you know, but we had a very good talk today. Yes, I did.
You also pardoned the former president of Honduras, and he was released from prison yesterday.
Well, he was the president, and they had some drugs being sold in their country, and because he was the president, they went after him. That was a Biden horrible witch hunt, which was, you know, a lot of people in Honduras asked me to do that, and I did it. I feel very good about it. If you have some drug dealers in your country and you're the president, you don't necessarily put the president in jail for 45 years. That was a Biden-inspired witch hunt.
Did his letter impact your decision on that, yeah, sir, from Mr. Stone?
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Your decisions, recent decisions to Syria, renew many hopes for the Syrian people. And now the minorities in Syria, like Kurds, Christians, and Jews, they once helped, U.S. helped them to have some sort of autonomy and their rights being protected in the new Syria.
Well, how do you think we're going to give them up? And I think Syria has come a long way. The new leader of Syria was here, as you know, 3 weeks ago, and he was really into making that country, bringing the country around. Not an easy job. Not an easy job. It's, you know, centuries of problems. But I think he's going to do a good job. I mean, I have a lot of confidence in him. Yeah,
please. Mr. President.
In the broader context of the economy with these childhood investments, we just celebrated Black Friday in Michigan, up 4.1% from last year. $26 billion, he hasn't told me about that. We also saw that they're going to spend $1 trillion on Christmas this year. Increasing 4.1%. 25 states, gas is below $3, a handful below $2.50 and getting better. Energy policy matters.
I like this guy.
And timing matters.
To be with.
Real American voice.
That's what I heard. But timing matters. Very much. Keep talking.
So to invest with these children now, the economy, the value of the economy is better for the children, right? We're in a pretty good spot right now.
Well, I do, and I appreciate it. No, we have an amazing thing. We have over almost $20 trillion of investment coming in. I don't even know if you know that. $20 trillion, that's a lot by any standard, right? But Biden, as an example, I say this, his administration over a four-year period had much less than a trillion. And we're up to 18, I guess right now, Scott, about $18 trillion in 10 months. And there's never been a country, China, no country has ever done anything even close to that. Even if you figure 20% of that, no country has done 20%. And it's because of tariffs and because of November 5th, the election day. But we have now under construction, I guarantee you're expanding a lot of your different places, right, for Dell. But we have places like that. We have car companies. We have AI coming in at levels nobody's ever seen anything like it. It's amazing. And this, all of these places, hundreds and hundreds of plants, thousands, they're going to be opening and they're going to be producing a lot of success, a lot of jobs. And I say it all the time. The king of Saudi Arabia said to me a year ago, he said, 1 year ago, your country was dead. And now you've got the hottest country anywhere in the world, and that's what we have. And it's one of the reasons Michael's able to do this. It's one of the reasons I'm able to be here and, you know, haven't really run a very successful campaign. We won all seven swing states. We won the popular vote by millions. We won the districts. I tell you, the district vote is the most impressive. 2,750 compared to 550. That's some difference. And we just had a tremendous election and a tremendous vote of confidence. And thank you very much for that question. Thank you.
All right. So that's the president at the White House taking some questions there. And there's a lot from the cabinet meeting as well. We'll get into as we continue along the show here today. The big controversy still is around the striking of the drug boats. And like I've been saying, I think Congress should pass a resolution, give the president authorization to do so. They got the votes. And I think this is a layup. You give the president the authorization he needs. Take away any issues around it. I think it's in line with what the Constitution wants. It also helps insulate if the Democrats do get back in charge of the House of Representatives, which is certainly a possibility. And then you don't have to worry. I mean, hell, if Barack Obama can kill American citizens with drone strikes, you can blow up a boat. As long as Congress authorizes it, Congress, they authorize it. Plus, you put Democrats on the defensive of voting no on fighting drugs and the war on drugs. I mean, you might get some, you know, you might get a couple of Republicans too, but for the most part, I mean, you got the votes. So this is going to continue. Pete Hegseth made it very clear today, this is going to continue. The president made it clear today, this is going to continue. I think that is the best way to protect them, insulate them, be in line with the Constitution, and avoid all the craziness around it that comes with, you know, the Democrats looking to go after anything. And if your reaction is, well, they're going to find something to go after them anyway. Yeah, but the whole goal is to insulate that. And also to do what, you know, is in line with what the Constitution of the United States requires, which is that Congress makes these declarations. So I know they keep saying there's standing things that give the president the authority to do this. I think it's incumbent upon them to pass something that is specific to this and to just not leave it in the ether, because that's just dangerous and also sets a bad precedent. And besides, you got the votes. So, you know, politics is about counting heads. You count the votes in the House and the Senate, and there you go. You've solved the problem. And then you put Democrats on playing defense for drug dealers. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's like a no-brainer, my perspective. It really is. It's a no-brainer. But we'll talk about that. A lot of reaction over Miranda Devine's piece with Dan Bongino calling her deep state divine. But her point is, look, I'm just trying to help. There's a lot of people upset with the way the FBI and the DOJ are being run. I'm doing my part to try to help insulate and save you guys. So we'll talk about that as well. Let me tell you about Bob's Little Sports Shop, my great friends at Bob's. We're getting into the holiday season here. We are in the holiday season. What are we talking about? This is it. This is the holiday season. Have you been to Bob's yet? Bob's is your go-to place for all things Second Amendment. My go-to place for all things Second Amendment. I love Bob's. 60 years in business. Family-owned business. 60 years. In New Jersey, of all places. What does that tell you, right? Tells me that they're doing something right at Bob's Little Sports Shop. Great people and the best selection of firearms you can find anywhere. Now, I think it is really important that you become a responsible gun owner. And that's what Bob strives to do. They strive to help everybody learn how to properly use a firearm. Find the firearm that's best for you and then learn how to use it safely. And they got some great specials coming up in December. So for every $100 gift card purchase, you're going to get an additional $10 in Bob's Bucks to use for all of 2026. All right? So think about it. Who on your list would love a gift card to Bob's Little Sports Shop? Right? And then you get the Bob's Bucks, and you could use it in 2026. Fantastic. Last-minute shoppers, they're open Christmas Eve from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They're closed Christmas Day, but they're going to reopen, and they also are going to be open on New Year's Eve as well, but only till 3 o'clock. So get going. Bob's is my go-to store. The poems are coming back. I'm very excited about that. I love Bob's poems. Freedom and liberty, baby. That's what it's all about. Right on Delsey Drive in Glassboro. You've driven by there a million times. You don't even know it. Every time, have you ever driven on the way to the shore, you've passed the exit for Bob's Little Sports Shop. And I'm sure you've gone to the Jersey Shore. So just pull off and go see them and say hello. Great selection of firearms, great people, training, range, classes, and the best selection of firearms anywhere. All right? BobsLittleSportsShop.com is where you go. BobsLittleSportsShop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, now since this is Be Nice to Matt DeSantis week here on the show, I'll acknowledge that his favorite Christmas movie is Home Alone. And this song, of course, is from Home Alone. Did I get that one right, Matt?
Oddly enough, I was just telling Justin, I love this song. It reminds me of the airport scene from Home Alone. Yeah.
See? That's because I care, Matt.
That was the first act of genuine kindness during Be Nice to Matt week. This is impressive.
I'm turning over a new leaf. And so I just want to say what a great song that is. Great movie. You and my children love that movie. So
they've got great taste.
They do. Yes. You and my five-year-old daughter both love Home Alone.
Does she like Home Alone 1 or 2 more? I think I prefer 2. I think Lost in New York is a little bit better. Plus, you have the appearance of from the Donald. That's like the coolest scene of the entire movie. The pizza in the limousine. It's all there.
I don't know. You go in Home Alone 2? Is that your guess?
Decision? So. My only beef with Home Alone 2 is Kevin befriending the crazy bird lady. I think in real life she would be dangerous, and film should not be encouraging the youths to, you know, spend time with the the weirdos wandering around Central Park. Nah, she'd knife Kevin in real life. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Oh, she's a Karen for sure. Yeah. No doubt about that. She'd be calling the police on him or something, and, you know.
I have the same complaint every year when I watch that movie. She whines to Kevin about how nobody likes her and she has no friends and she can't speak to people, but she's covered in like bird feces and she goes out of her way to avoid everyone. She's not putting forth very much effort, in my opinion.
I agree. Well, if you like Home Alone 2 better, then I like Home Alone 2 better, okay?
Wow, thanks, Rich. I appreciate
you're welcome.
That. This is a Christmas miracle.
The least I can do, Matt, is love Home Alone 2, just like you. All right, so
did you get the call from Linda yesterday after the show?
I just know the big sister is listening, so
say any wrong speak and I'm gonna see that white hotline light blink.
Exactly. I we have a short show today. I can't have any long-winded attorneys on. Not saying Linda is long-winded, I'm just saying I can't have any long-winded attorneys on. So you know, we've got a short show, but... And Matt, I know you love the Waymos.
I do. I love Waymo.
Since you love those robotic cars, I love those robotic cars. And even though in the past I've wished that you would end up in a fiery crash as a result of a software glitch, I no longer feel that way. So, at least not this week. Anyway,
well, I can't even use them this week. I'm in Philadelphia.
You see that? But I do know you have a Waymo clip on the show sheet today.
Yes. So this was a clip. It's from Breaking 911 on X. It's a Waymo is a robo taxi, basically. This is a driverless autonomous vehicle. Oh, Justin's telling me something. Oh, yeah, I'll play the audio, Justin.
It's like a Johnny Cab from Total Recall, but there's no Johnny. There's literally nothing, right?
Yeah, it's totally autonomous. There is no driver whatsoever. You pull the thing up on your app as you would a Lyft, and you just get into the vehicle, and it takes you wherever you want to go. It's awesome. You don't have to deal with a driver chatting your ear off. You get to play whatever music you want. It's awesome. I can't recommend it enough. It's also cheaper, believe it or not. But on occasion, they act up a little bit. This is Cut 21. This is an instance where a Waymo actually drove through an active police standoff, which is maybe not ideal.
All right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You can see the guy laying on the ground. And the Waymo just drives right past him. Police are pointing guns at him. I'd be terrified if I was in the back of that Waymo. I'm not going to lie. And it just sits there, which is the other. It doesn't just keep going. That would have been better. Instead, it kind of just places itself in the center of all the activity.
And there's a guy in the back.
I presume there is a person in the back, yeah. Imagine sitting in that car, guns trained on you now because you've managed to cross between the police and the culprit.
And let me just say for the record that I don't in any way wish you were in the back of that Waymo and the police had opened fire on that Waymo and that it had blown up like in the movies, you know, when you shoot a car.
Yeah.
So I do not wish that at all.
Well, thank you for explicitly stating that.
Yeah. No, I want to be on very clear in the record that I don't wish you were in the back seat of the Waymo and the police thought that you were evading them. SWAT took out the tires and the car went into a fiery ball and just, I don't wish that. So
I've had nothing but pleasant experiences with Waymo. You'll be happy to know.
That's great. We're all happy to hear that.
Yeah.
For now, allegedly. All right, we got a big 4 o'clock hour coming up. The president's cabinet meeting today went several hours. We got lots of audio clips for you. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.